You're very welcome to the Good Friday edition of Lauren the Parker here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. The show is brought to you by our new sponsors, Waterford Insulation and Carbon Electrical, Westside Business Park, Old Kilmeaden Road, Waterford. This week we'll hear from the Waterford Camogie Camp, head of Saturday's National League clash with Kilkenny. Daisha Minor managers James O'Connor and Paul Power on the start of the Munster Championships next week. And Anita Power will tell us about the Portlaw Mothers and Others Camogie team as part of our Diversity in Sport series. So the Waterford Camogie team still have an outside chance of making the National League final. They will entertain Kilkenny at the SET Arena on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The Daisha suffered a 1-point loss to Galway in Loughrea last weekend, which leaves them in fourth place ahead of the final round of fixtures. On Thursday evening, I took a spin to the Mount Sion GAA Centre, where I caught up with Tara Power, Bevan Bodron and Jerry Wallace. I asked Tara firstly about how they felt after last weekend's game.
Disappointed, to be honest with you. Like, we really pushed on in the second half to bring it back to a level game, and even then to go ahead by a point. Disappointed in the added time at the end that it did manage to leave Galway, get back into it and get a point up on us by the end of the game.
How would you sum up the league campaign overall?
Loads of positives in it. I think the big thing being we're safe for another year up in 1A. That was a big thing for us, not to get promoted and get relegated straight away on the hop, so keeping ourselves safe. But it's nice to be able to be disappointed with games like that, losing out by a point to Galway when we thought it was actually there for us to get a win out of it and give ourselves a good chance at a league final then as well.
You're playing in the half-back line this year, Tara. More used to seeing you further up the field. How are you finding that role so far?
Enjoying it, I must say. Now, I would have, back in my younger years, I would have given out about playing in the half-back line. I always liked kind of getting a chance at getting a few scores on the board, but I must say I'm actually enjoying it now back there.
Bevan, you lined out in both minor and senior finals last year for Waterford. How did you find that whole experience?
Oh, it's just unbelievable to actually get the chance to, even just the minor All-Ireland itself, like, that was a big achievement for even the county. And then to get the chance at a senior All-Ireland as well to play the second half, like, that's the only stuff you dream of, especially in Croke Park and Everton. So happy there with that altogether.
What was your reaction when you got the nod at half-time to go on against Cork?
I was in shock now, to be fair, at first. And then you kind of had to get in the zone straight away, get the warm-up done and just go out and try make some bit of a difference anyway. And hopefully I done that, but sure, we just take it as it comes now.
What's the step up like from the minor team to senior, Bevan?
The physicality is the biggest difference, really. But in terms of, like, the panels, everyone is so welcoming. Like, there's no cliques or anything. We're all a great group of friends now and everything, so there's no difference in that terms. But physicality is a big difference now, but the standard, like, it's unbelievable. All the drills are much faster paced now. You're expected to just go with it straight away.
Who are you marking in training every night?
Who you dread marking anyway is Beck Carton, but you just kind of have to take anyone. Like, there was one time only a few weeks ago I was marking Lorraine Bray, and Niamh Rocket nearly went through me at one point as well, but you just have to get on with that as well.
Jerry, what did you say to the players in the dressing room after that defeat to Galway last weekend?
I suppose initially I just said that we were all disappointed. I think all the emotions were in all of us. We were frustrated, we were disappointed, we had anxiety. We had been involved in a fabulous game of Camogie, and we were just disappointed that we didn't get something out of it. Like, that's no fault of the girls. They were absolutely tremendous in the second half, the way they stayed composed and the way they worked out the result, you know, to full time, and, you know, brought one of the top teams in the country to the pin of their collars. I mean, Cathal Murray had to, you know, he had to jump out a few of his top season players in the dying minutes there to bring the game back. And I think he's quoted during the week as saying that was the experience of previous campaigns got them over the line last Saturday against Waterford. But it was heads up for the girls. Like, it was we're moving onwards, and it has been a positive league. Like, we've two wins, we've had two losses. The two losses were very close to Moss. So, like, yeah, the league final was taking that bit further away from us, or participating in a league final. But we still have an opportunity this weekend if we can look after our own bit of business against Kilkenny. And if other results were to go different ways, then there is a kind of a slight hope of maybe making a league final. But like that's just a bit of hope at this moment in time. But I think the girls are really anxious and really want to play Kilkenny at home this weekend and, you know, want to give a good performance as well.
Yeah, you have to rely on Clare beating Tipperary. You have to have a winner between Galway and Cork. And you also have to look after your own business, Gerry, if you're to make that league final. What are you expecting from the girls when they take the field on Saturday?
I'm just expecting the same level of consistency in the performance that we put Kilkenny under pressure from the word go, that we play to the pattern of play that we've been working to, and that our I suppose after the second game against Cork we kind of spoke about, you know, that if we had, you know, a bit more fortuitousness in the shooting, we'd have done better against Cork in that league game. And it's interesting, we went out in against Clare and we had improved on that, got up a great score, and then it was like an omen hit us again. It left us last week above in Galway. So hopefully now this weekend, when the girls will pull the trigger and take the shots, which we are encouraging them to do, that those scores will come off for them, because they deserve it. Like at this stage, also, like, Kilkenny have been over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years one of the top teams in the country again. So like, it's a great test for this group of young women again now, and for Bev and for Tara and for the rest of the group, to come out again on Saturday and, you know, show the consistency that they've been showing, and like give Kilkenny one hell of a game.
Tara, standout feature that game against Galway was Brianna O'Regan getting 2 long distance frees. Like, how much of an asset is she between the posts?
She's massive. Like, you can hear her in the back line. It's something that I wouldn't have always kind of been a witness to when I was further up the field. But her talk kind of, it backs you the whole time. You're confident moving forward. When she tells you to go, you know that you can kind of back yourself to move on. Positionally, if she ever thinks you're slightly out of place, she'll always give you kind of a little beck to move back or move up or whatever. But when you have someone like her to be able to step up and throw a ball over the bar from close enough to her own 45 line, those 2 frees that she put over, like, it really felt like it kind of shifted momentum for us and kept us trucking on in the second half of the game. It was just a pity towards the end that a couple of things just didn't go our way in the end, but like, it really felt like a shift in momentum and a big boost for us when she's confident enough to kind of step up and take the reins and do something like that.
In terms of your own background, Tara, was camogie always number one, or have you dabbled in other sports over the years?
No, I've played an awful lot now. Soccer would have been a number one for a while, so I kind of drifted off the camogie scene. We had a few years, about 5 years at club level, where Tramore didn't actually field an adult team. So rather than moving club, I just decided to focus on soccer. So I was playing with the likes of Wexford Utes and Kilkenny United and teams like that for a while. But I tried my hand at everything. Like, I played volleyball and basketball, gave golf a go, everything. So I'm kind of, my sole focus now is camogie at the moment, so I'll stick with that.
Yeah. Bevan, have you tried as many sports as Terry here?
Not at all. Camogie was always number one for me now. Just about a bit of football as well and soccer, but no, camogie was always number one at me.
And you've Kilkenny now on Saturday. What's your record been like against the Black and Amber down the years at underage level?
Oh, last year we missed out now in minor now by, I think it was 2 or 3 points in the end. Another game that we'd be looking back at saying that, oh, maybe we left it behind us. So no more leaving games behind us now anymore. We look back at the Galway one from last week and we think we left that behind us as well. But this is the one for taking now and just leave our mark on the league campaign.
Finally, Gerry, what message would you have to Waterford supporters listening in this evening?
You've got an improving team. We've a team like that got, where you know, felt that they needed to prove to the Waterford public that, like, last year's All-Ireland wasn't them, you know, it wasn't them. And I think the girls to date in the 4 games that I've been involved with them are proving that. So they are every evening they go out and they represent the county of Waterford. They're tremendous. It would be nice to see a big crowd of Camogues come into Carriganore on Saturday afternoon, especially the young people. If people have time to bring in young people, I think that'll fuel the ambition of other generations of Camogie players. And I know that the girls here, like, on Saturday are really wanting to have a good performance off of Kilkenny, so they are. Doesn't mean that we're going to win the match. I think you have to earn everything in life, and I think these girls are doing that the right way at this moment in time. Great attitude, great atmosphere, an improving team, there's competitiveness, and they've got a massive strong work ethic, and that's all you want. So come along on Saturday and hopefully we'll give you an all that good afternoon's entertainment in C2.
Gerry Wallace, Bevan Bowdren and Tara Power, thanks a million for your time this evening and all the best on Saturday against Kilkenny.
Thanks very much, Tomás. Thank you.
Lár na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
After a 1-point loss to Limerick last weekend, the Daisha under 20 footballers welcome Tipperary to Leamy Bryan on Saturday at 2 o'clock. The Waterford team has been named. Dermot O'Mahuna from Anshan Fubble is between the posts. Full back line Stephen Roach, Shamrocks, Sean Byrne, Galtier, and Ronan O'Connell of Portlaw. Half back line Callum Sloan of Galtier, Captain Tommy Martin also of Galtier, and Shane Power of Kilrossenty. At midfield, Michael O'Sullivan, Denier, and Sean O'Rourke, Ballyloflor. A half forward line, Rory Fennell, Stradbally, Mikey O'Brien, also of Stradbally, and Sam Pender of Roan Moore. And the full forward line, Dara Murphy, Fenner, Kyle Maloney, Clashmore, Kinsale Beg, and David Butler, Colligan.
Lár na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.